I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Judge Craig Doran.
Good morning.
While I was good to talk with you, Judge. While
good
I was
to
on,
talk with you both.
When I began my retirement, I got a call that I got a notification that I was being called to jury duty, and I was so excited because I've always had to kind of back off of jury duty because of my job and because of, you know, connections and that sort of thing. But I was so excited to be called to jury duty, only to have all this happen.
And darn
well,
that
first
corona.
Of all, I'm happy you were excited to be called to jury duty.
I know. It is something that the minute that letter comes, 99% of the population trying, well, let me see. I'm just going to stand up and say, they're guilty. They'll get me out of it.
Judge Craig Doran is from the 7th Judicial District. He is the pride of Canandaigua Academy. And I know, Judge, that you've been front and center trying to simplify the state court system. I don't think you expected to simplify it this much.
Well, no, this has been very challenging for all of us, but you know, I'm happy to say that, like in so many other instances, the judges and the staff of our court system in this region have been phenomenal and have allowed us to continue to keep the courts open while we've significantly curtailed the matters that we're hearing, only hearing essential matters now, having to postpone many of the other things that would normally be happening on a day like today in our court system. But everybody, by and large, is doing very well in this challenging time.
What do things look like right now, Judge Doran? Are you at a greatly reduced staff? Are you completely closed in the courthouses and your own personal offices?
Oh, very, very important for your listeners to know. The courts do remain open. We've significantly reduced the matters we're hearing. We're only giving our attention now to what we define as essential matters, which would involve things like criminal arraignments. In family court, it would involve matters where there is an allegation of significant harm or risk of harm to a child. And there's also the ability of any party or any attorney to make an application if they believe that if a matter is not heard, that it would result in irreparable harm to someone. So we're still open. And to answer your question about what the courts look like, we, like many other entities, have tried to do our part to reduce the spread of the virus. So what we are doing is virtually eliminating all of the foot traffic in the courthouses, and we're down to just a few staff members. And most of the proceedings, as of this past Monday, are now happening virtually, with judges remotely presiding over matters, in most instances from their homes.
When you were overseeing a virtual arraignment, are you still in your robes?
You know, that's a good question. I thought about that myself.
You know, I mean, it's a bathrobe, I suppose, but...
Well, there, you're painting an image for your listeners that isn't going to go well. But most of us are not allowed to wear our robes at home because our families frown upon that. So I don't think you'll see a lot of judges wearing their robes at home.
Can we get back to Judge Doran? Can we get back to the whole jury duty thing? A lot of folks are, you know, have been called. They can't do jury. They can't carry out jury duty right now. Will this postponement or putting it off your jury duty, does that take care of your need to be a juror, or will you be called again?
I think folks that have been summoned and their services postponed will in all likelihood not be called again for a number of years. You know, hopefully in the very near future, we'll be resuming our normal operations, so we'll continue to need jurors. So we'll need both of you to enthusiastically talk about jury service. And fortunately, we have phenomenal numbers in this region of people showing up for jury duty. And honestly, although, Terry, as you point out, most people, when they get that summons, they dread going in. Most jurors, after they've served, are glad they did it, and they got a lot out of the experience. But to answer your question, Steve, if you've been summoned and then your service is postponed, chances are that we won't be calling upon you again for several years.
Can you volunteer? I mean, you know, I'm going to be going back into retirement at some point as soon as this stuff is all in.
He said with a great deal of hope.
Yeah.
And how many times have you retired?
I know. But, you know, selfishly, I'm looking at in retirement, I'd be making $40 a day to be on jury duty. And, you know, it's
well, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Every dime counts. It's you can volunteer. We absolutely encourage that. You can look at the court system website. They'll give you information about how to do that. You can volunteer to become part of the panel that gets summoned in. That doesn't necessarily mean that you'll ultimately be selected to sit on a jury, but you can volunteer to get through that first stage of the process.
You should volunteer for a grand jury because they need you for like a month or so, don't they?
Well, in Ontario County, our grand jury sits for 3 months. And that's also, if you have the ability to devote the time, and it's usually a couple of days a week for that three-month period, you really do get a pretty decent cross-section of what's happening in your community. You learn a lot about the law, and you learn a lot about the dedicated people that serve us in our court system.
Wow. Well, I did a pretty good job sitting around for the first 6 months of retirement. I think I could sit on a grand jury for 3 months. I think I could get that.
Sounds like you're qualified.
Well, that's another story for another time, Judge.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, thank you. Have you done virtual arraignments yourself, Judge, from your home?
I have not yet. I spend most of my days all day long on Skype calls with the chief judge, with other administrative judges, and with my staff and my supervising judges. It's been a monumental task making all these changes in a relatively short period of time, making sure that the courts are open, making sure everybody's safe. And getting ourselves into the position of being able to handle this technologically, which, you know, I'm happy to say, because of the dedicated people that work for us, we've been able to do all that. So I have not presided over any virtual arraignments myself personally, but a number of judges have.
Do you ever see an instance where we may, in fact, need a virtual trial? Is that even possible?
You know, to be honest, like many things in the law, we have to balance interests, and we have to be very careful, even in this time of public health challenge, not to tread too far down the road of depriving folks of their due process opportunities. And one of those fundamental rights, for example, in a criminal trial, is the right of someone who is accused of committing a crime to confront the person accusing them. So if we were to do all of that virtually, I think we would run the risk of impinging upon some fundamental constitutional rights. So, you know, what we're doing, arraignments and more brief appearances, I don't think we'll see a time when we'll be doing the full trial virtually. Hopefully we'll be back to normal operations soon and we'll be able to resume our business.
Yeah, plus your right to face your jury, too, you know, all that. But, you know, and you mentioned down the road, what are you hopeful for as we look for all this to come to some sort of conclusion? Do you have any hopes that we'd like to share with us?
Absolutely, and I'll say that it's been a good part of this week so far planning for the next step in our process, which is going to be opening the door a little bit more to matters that might not fit the category of essential. You know, for example, many civil lawsuits have been put on hold. Nothing has happened with them for the last couple of weeks. And we're hoping that within a couple of weeks, all of the judges will have the ability, with the equipment they have at home, to conference cases, to perhaps entertain motions that are submitted by attorneys on papers. You know, we have electronic filing now in all of our counties, so the judges can access the legal documents from their home, and they can interact with their chamber staff from their home. So my hope is that in a relatively short period of time, we will begin the process of returning to normalcy. So, and I'm very hopeful that based on what I'm hearing and the conversations I'm having with my colleagues, that that we're going to start heading in that direction very soon.
Good. Your mouth to God's ears. Judge Craig Dorn, thank you so much for your time this morning. It is invaluable, and we certainly do appreciate it.
Say hi to everyone. Say hi to everyone in Canandaigua for us.
I will, and I appreciate both of you helping us get the word out that the courts are open for business, and we're still there to serve the community. So,
great.
Thanks to both of you, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
You too.
Take care. We'll see you. Bye bye.
Thanks, Craig. Good job.
Thank you. Thanks, Judge.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Hope to see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.